Not having enough of importance to write about, I comply with your request respecting the desk. The desk is made precisely as any common desk is made, and slides in and out exactly like one of the drawers. When it is shoved in, it slides sufficiently far to admit of a false drawer face. Letter from Elder Thomas Damon to George Wilcox, 1846.
Because the Shakers were taught to work humbly as part of a community, we know only a few of the brethren and sisters who crafted the products from Hancock. Shop journals, letters, and handwritten labels or inscriptions on pieces of furniture give us clues. Elder Thomas Damon and Elder Grove Wright crafted many pieces of furniture and oversaw the woodworking brethren. Shaker craftsmen also shared designs and information with each other from village to village. Most of the brick dwellings built in cabinets were the work of Elder Grove Wright and his assistants.
November 9, getting out and preparing stuff for a large cupboard. November 15, I work on the cupboard, put the outside together, dovetailed the sides and bottom and top. November 17, I work at fitting the back and the sisters stain the inside of the cupboard. November 22, I finish the doors. November 23, finished off the cupboard and put it up. Elder sister stained it. Elder Grove Wright Diary, 1860.
Listen to the voice of Brother Ricardo Belden. He recalls his work and how he came to Hancock during a 1952 interview.
I came to Hancock, Massachusetts, about 24 years ago now, and have been in the business of repairing old clocks, mostly ever since, especially the wooden wheel variety that I have had a great many to work on from time to time. That's enough of that, I guess.
Go to a first-floor workshop to visit with a staff member and see the Brethren's Woodworking Shop. For more information on Crafted of Wood, press the yellow button.